Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. We are watching The Day of the Doctor, and the war doctor, John Hurt, is in a shack with Billy Piper, who is either Rose Tyler or the Bad Wolf. Like, I think she's decided she's the Bad Wolf. She's actually the sentient user interface, the operating system of the moment, which is a weird clockwork box with covered in Gallifreyan symbols that is the worst ever weapon, a galaxy eater that the Doctor wants to use to end the Time War by destroying all the Time Lords and all of the Daleks and just wiping everyone out. But Billy Piper, the Bad Wolf, the interface, has said, you know, there's going to be consequences. And the Doctor's like, well, you know, I've got no desire to survive this. And she's like, well, if you kill them all, then that's your punishment. You will survive this. You'll kill all those Time Lords and all those Daleks and all those children too. And she asks how many children there are on Gallifrey right now. And then there's like, some images of kids playing, Gallifreyan kids. They wear, for some reason, a lot of diaphanous clothes, like just sort of flowing robe things while they muck around. And she's like, one day you'll count them, one terrible night. And she goes, do you want to see what that will turn you into? Aren't you curious? And then she's going to open a window on his future. And she's like, the man that today will make of you. And there's a portal that opens in the sky. Well, not in the sky. It's just near the roof of the shack. And a fez falls through the portal that she's just opened. Then we're back in the museum where Clara says, well, the Time War's over. Why are we looking at this painting? And Kate Stewart's like, oh, that's just to prove Elizabeth I's credentials. And then the Doctor opens the sealed envelope and Elizabeth I has written him a letter. My love, Doctor, my love. She's totally into him. And she's said, I hope you're happy with my credentials. Gallifrey falls. No more. And he's like reading it intensely and we see her writing the letter. It's all very, you know, portentous. She says she's assigned him as curator to the Undergallery, which comes up later, curator, hello, where there's a deadly danger to England that's been locked away. And he's going to be summoned when there's a disturbance there. So Kate takes him off. And at that moment, a gallery worker in a white coat takes a call and is like, what? And he's kind of like confused by who it is. And he's like, all right, I'll take it somewhere. So he's got to take the painting off somewhere. Then the Doctor, Kate and Clara go into a gallery that has like a big roller door that comes down behind them, sealed. And in there, there's a painting of Elizabeth I with the 10th Doctor. Next thing we know, it's 1562 in England, and we see the 10th Doctor, David Tennant. He's back. He's with Elizabeth I on a horse, and they come riding out of the TARDIS. It's like, so not only have we gone into the TARDIS with a motorbike, now we've come out of the TARDIS on a horse. And he's like, I told you it was bigger than the inside. She goes, not the doorway. You nearly took my head off. That's my job. Hilarious. Then they're having wine and fruit, and they're snuggling up on a picnic blankie as he feeds her grapes, and she wants to know why she's wasting time with him when she has wars to plan. Yeah, Elizabeth did a lot of very bad wars and may have started the slavery trade. Not may, she did. She oversaw the East India Company, which, you know, never had an empty boat. You know, they'd go to one country with sugar and rum and pick up some, you know, cotton and then go to another one, bring slaves. Like, they just went in like a circle of slavery and spices and sugar. It was quite a thing. Oh, and tea. They're obsessed with tea. They subjugated India for tea. They subjugated the Chinese for tea. Like, you know, and apparently the tea was only needed for, because, you know, there had been the start of the Industrial Revolution. The spinning jenny had been invented, which is makes, you know, you can make cotton threads out of it. So people were working longer hours, and tea and sugar kind of kept them going. It's just, you know, it's basically the start of deranged capitalism. Anyway, Elizabeth I was in charge. She also did something I was really happy with, though, which was she banned hot cross buns outside of Easter. They're not special if you can get them in July. I mean, you can, like now, because Coles, they don't care. They're derangedly secular. I'm not even religious. Like, I want them to be special. Like, I want to feel like when I get a hot cross bun, I can only get it at one time of the year. And that's at, you know, religion's never done anyone any favours. But I just want to have special hot cross buns. And Elizabeth I was like, no, none of these buns outside of Easter. It was a decree going back a very long time. Elizabeth would have had quite a fierce Facebook group, very angry about what's going on at Coles at the moment. And Woolies, they're not getting off scot-free. Everyone's got hot cross buns all year round. I mean, now's not a good time because it's Easter soon, but hey, still. Anyway, Elizabeth I, she's problematic, but the Doctor loves her. Anyway, she's like, your face is seeing conflict. I can see it in your eyes. And he's going, oh, I've seen a conflict you wouldn't believe, but it wasn't this face. Oh, because he was the War Doctor then. And then he throws her upright and she's like, oh, I'm the Queen of England. How dare you? He goes, I'm not English. Then he gets on his knees and proposes marriage. And she's like, oh, of course I'll marry you. And he goes, ah, gotcha. The real Elizabeth would never accept my proposal, nor would she just casually accept me having another face. And he pulls out a machine that goes ding. And she's like, what's that? And he goes, it's a machine that goes ding. And it lights up in the presence of shape-shifting DNA. And also, I think it downloads comic books. It's weird. And then he's like, I can't never stop it. And he goes, you're a Zygon. At which point he realizes she's not the Zygon. It was the horse. And the only reason that realizes that because the horse has changed to a Zygon in the background. He's like, oh, no, I'm going to be king. So they run off and the Zygon chases them. And they split up and the Zygon comes upon the queen. And the Doctor finds a giant rabbit. You know those really big rabbits? There's one in, oh, my God, there's Kendall buys one for his kids in Succession. And they just zoom for the rabbit. It's really strange. Anyway, there's a massive rabbit. And the Doctor's like, nah, and he points his machine that goes ding at it. And he starts his big, I'm the Doctor, I'm 900 and what years old, I'm from the planet Gallifrey, I'm a Time Lord, and I'm the oncoming storm. He's like a whole big speech. And then halfway through, he's like, and you're just a rabbit. Then he hears Elizabeth calling out for him. So He runs off, and we see her lying down, looking up. And when the doctor comes upon Elizabeth, she's standing up, and then another one turns up. There's two Elizabeths, and they accuse each other of being the creature for ages, using very fruity Elizabethan language, when a portal opens in the sky, and the doctor says, "Oh, it's a time fissure." They're in the forest, and he's like, "Oh my god, anything could happen!" Like at a time fissure, at which point a fez falls through, and he goes, "No, I wasn't expecting that." David Tennant's so cute. In the museum, Kate is taking the 11th Doctor and Clara to the undergallery, where Elizabeth put all of the art too dangerous for public consumption. Again, there's another locked door on the other side of a locked door, like it's locked door city down here. And the Doctor bends over and picks up a handful of stone dust. And Kate's like, "Is that important?" He goes, "Everything's important." And he calls Osgood over and goes, "Are you sciencey?" She's got a white coat on. Of course she's sciencey. And the Fourth Doctor Scar. So he orders Osgood to analyze it. He goes, "I want a report on my desk." Oh, in triplicate. with lots of graphs. He's like really excited about it. He's basically showing off to Clara that, you know, he used to have a job with UNIT. It's like, "Do I have a desk?" He goes, "Get me a desk as well." And Osgood starts wheezing and Kate yells, "Inhaler!" And they head off further into the undergallery. We'll find out what's in the undergallery in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.